You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and with what will be a look at the numbers in Chicago at the CME Group. But first, let's check out the weather forecast for the day. Cooler temperatures, rain showers today, a high in the mid-50s. East winds at 10 to 15, the chance of rainfall 100% in the Urbana-Champaign area. Tonight, rain showers, some isolated thunderstorms, near steady temperatures in the low 50s. Southeast winds this evening at 10 to 15. Chance of rainfall near 100% again. We'll drop that back to 50% tomorrow. Highs in the 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15. And then tomorrow evening, colder, mostly cloudy in the evening. Lows in the upper 30s, winds out of the west at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Let's check the numbers in Chicago at the CME Group at this hour. Corn futures are down 2.5 cents at $3.82 in the December. March at 391.5, two lower. The May down 2. July down 1.5. December of next year, 3/4 lower. Soybeans are up 4.75 in the lead option. November at $8.89 3/4. January at $8.89, up 4.5. And the March up 4.5. May contract up 4. July 3.75 higher. And next year's November also 0.75 cents higher. It's trading at $8.85 in the soybeans. Bean meal up $3 at $3.05.20. Bean oil is 9 cents lower at $27.69. Wheat futures in Chicago, December contract for the soft bread up 3 at $5.12, and the July at $5.22.5, up 1.25. July hard red at $5.27.75, a quarter of a cent higher. Feeder cattle are trading at $193.17.5, down 50 cents in the October. November down $2.10. Live cattle lead option down $1.42.5 at $138.12.5. December down $1.12.5 at $140.87.5. And lean hogs, the December contract, 90 cents lower on the morning at about $62 even. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers and talk a bit about what might happen for the rest of the day is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. First, Wayne, want to thank you for joining our panel of analysts that will be at the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday morning, and let you know that this morning we booked another person for that panel. That's Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group. Thanks for all you do, and thanks to Jerry, too, for deciding to join us on Tuesday. For those people, Wayne, by the way, that want to pick up a ticket, it's just $30. They can do that on our website at willag.org or at farmassetsconference.com. All the details are right there. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. You know, and I looked at the rest of the schedule of the other speakers. Of course, I'm excited to be there, but the rest of the schedule looks like I'm going to get to learn a lot from other people before I even get a chance to say anything. So that's great, Todd. What
yeah,
a lineup.
Yeah, thank you so much. I worked pretty hard to put together what I hope is a really good second attempt at this conference. Last year went really well. This year we're going to take up big data, and we'll talk about farmland values again. Bruce Sherrick will be there again. He was a really well-received last year. He's the director of the Farmland Assets, or Farmland Investment Center here on campus, upstairs in Mumford Hall. And, of course, wouldn't be complete if I didn't travel without Gary Schnitke with me, so he'll take a look at a lot of things, too. And then real good set of panel of analysts. I think people will learn a lot. I hope they will sign up really soon at farmassetsconference.com. Speaking of learning a lot, it's Turnaround Tuesday again in the grains, and at least in the oil seeds. Futures are a bit higher. We talked some about spread unwinding yesterday. What's happening today?
Well, I think that, number one, we continue to see China in this market and that coming back in. We went down and bounced off some technical chart points with the beans. And, you know, we're 87% done harvesting, Todd. You know, that is quite a bit. You know, we're getting everything locked away and along the way, so the end users are getting a little more aggressive. You know, the Gulf has been a pretty good thing, and China keeps buying, you know. So, you know, and we went down and hit some good support there, and I think that we're sort of putting our bottom in for the harvest here and along and looking for a little post-afterwards move here. But, you know, we did see some rain coming across here, the dry areas, which is good. We saw some rain in South America. Not as much as they'd like yet, but if we look it into next week, well, it's looking a little bit better.
We talked a little bit yesterday with Greg Johnson of the Andersons about the disparity between the East and the West and the haves and have-nots, in particular for corn, but to some extent for soybeans as well. Basis has been doing a lot of the heavy lifting, especially in the Eastern Corn Belt. though I'm wondering how long that will last and if trains will get started to be scheduled so they run from the west to the east and bring some of that crop back into the right positions. And some of these basis levels will weaken at times. Do you think that's the case, or
I think, Todd, that that is most definitely the case. Our basis levels are going to get to the point to what it's going to cost us to buy it in Iowa, Minnesota, someplace like that, and bring it into central Indiana, because we are short here. You know, Tate and Lyle were 30 over yesterday for corn in Lafayette. We're 19 to 20 over down in Cloverdale. And Linden is, in there also. So we're going to look, because if they can buy trains at a certain price, with freight included from out west, they aren't going to pay a lot more for farmers here. So that is going to limit it. So that's why we're looking at these really good basis levels and telling our farmers to maybe take a pretty good look at moving some at the basis. And if you think the board's going to move up, why, just don't price it.
How close to $4 do they need to be before they make a sale?
I think around the $4 cash, or, well, you see, if you're actually selling the 30 over, we're over $4 here now. But, trucking takes a part of that away. So, I think in the 4 to 410 bracket is a place where we'll see some cash movement.
How about for soybeans?
The beans, they want $9 or plus, or, maybe 9.25 for afterwards is when the farmer's going to let some things go. I think that we'll see if we could get futures to 9-920 range. Well, I think we'd probably see quite a bit of farmer movement.
What are our expectations for the rest of the trade today? Anything on the agenda that's supposed to come out at all in the marketplace?
Well, we got our first winter wheat ratings yesterday afternoon. They were the lowest in the last 3 years. I think that's why we're seeing a little bit of a pop in the wheat here, along with the cold weather and not enough rain quite yet in the Ukraine and Russia area. That's one thing to look at. We also saw that NASS said they're sending out $3.9 billion in the ARC and PLC payments starting this week, so maybe we can get a check there that could help a few things.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. They announced that yesterday, that they started to send out the ARC and PLC checks, so those should start to show up in farmers' mailboxes, I would think, fairly quickly from last year, or the 2014 season. So they're always due in October. They're a little delayed. They were supposed to come out October 1st, but they got it finally started.
If they can get it mailed this month, we'll be doing good. The bad news of the day is a corn vessel left Monday from Brazil going to Wilmington, North Carolina. But the good news of the day is Morgan Stanley says they don't think the corn weakness is going to last. We're going to see a little strength.
Oh, wait a second. I did not catch that. So a Brazilian vessel's headed to the U.S. with corn? Oh, I bet that made farmers.
That was on three different news wires this morning and said that a vessel left yesterday from Brazil, headed to Wilmington, North Carolina yesterday of corn.
Well, we'll have to watch that one and see what happens with it. Anything out of the livestock other than the big WHO announcement yesterday?
Can you believe that they said that red meat is a carcinogen? But it wasn't a unanimous vote if you read through all of it. And you read through, and basically it isn't quite as bad as the news media made it. If you read the whole thing, they were talking about excessive amounts of meat rather than a controlled portion and a few things that way. And like I said, the whole group did not vote unanimously about this. So maybe if we look at it a little more, why it's not quite as bad as it seems, and I'm probably not going to quit eating bacon either.
All right. Hey, we'll talk with you again this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Thanks for being with us. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. The weather forecast tells us that we're going to stay rainy all day today. High in the mid-50s. We'll be rainy tonight. Low in the 50s, and then tomorrow 50% chance of rainfall, and we'll go to a high of about the lower 60s for the day. Colder on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening. It'll clear out, lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. Sunny skies on Thursday. We'll only go to the lows in the 50s for the highs, with a 15 to 20 mile an hour west wind. And Thursday night, mostly clear, with the low in the 30s. And Friday night, we'll go down to the low 40s. So by the time we get to November, we should be ready to put a little anhydrous on and have the soil temperatures at the 4-inch level down to about 50 degrees, I would think. Hey, coming up on the top of the hour again, stay with us for more ag updates. Find us online at willag.org.